Alaska Extension Almanac.
Solving problems creatively on the ranch could lead ranchers to successful new business ventures. Tom Field, director of the UNL Angler Entrepreneurship Program, says entrepreneurial success on the ranch isn't much different than any other areas of business.
You know, I've struggled, frankly, with the topic that, you know, entrepreneurial success in ranching, is that different than entrepreneurial success in high tech or hospitality or craftsmanship or retail or wherever entrepreneurship might play out? And I think the answer is that entrepreneurial success ultimately comes down to a person's perspective and their mindset and the way that they approach problems and challenges, and whether or not they see the world as a fixed asset, or whether they see opportunity even in some of the smallest and most remote of places. So I think it's mindset more than anything else. And there's really not, you know, I wish there were a recipe, just, you know, do A, then B, then C, kind of like making box brownies, right? Just do these three things, do them right, put them at the right temperature, and you're done, you have brownies. Unfortunately, entrepreneurship, you know, it's an uncertain approach in an uncertain time with an uncertain outcome, sort of like Shackelford's, you know, advertisement for a crew to go to Antarctica with him in the early 1900s, you know, looking for stalwart, adventurous people for a mission with limited opportunity for survival and success. Please apply. I think that ultimately the entrepreneurial brain is one that says, I'm going to question the status quo. For every time I encounter a problem, I'm going to find, somehow I'm going to seek a solution. Rather than being roadblocked or put off or angry, I think the entrepreneur runs into those challenges and from them says, you know, hey, there's an opportunity here, there's a need, and I can fill it. And I think that's really the difference. You know, and I think there's a couple of framings that have to happen. And one is we ask ourselves the question, okay, am I limited to the ranching business? And that's an important question to ask. When I encounter successful, we call serial entrepreneurs, regardless of where they live, whether they're Silicon Valley serial entrepreneurs or they're, you know, Bridgeport, Nebraska entrepreneurs, the most successful folks are ones who do not limit themselves to their current activities. And so I think, you know, for ranching, the best thing that we can do if we're interested in entrepreneurship is to make sure that our circle of connections, influence, and information go far beyond the constraints of how to raise livestock and how to manage and grow a ranch, but to get, you know, outside of that space. And I think people, you know, that comes naturally to some and more difficult to others. But what I've learned is that most every entrepreneur that's really successful usually is in an industry that they did not intend to be in. But the key is to recognize that the answers and the inspiration and perhaps even some of the tools might not come from our traditional sources of information and influence. So I think that's worth, you know, folks thinking about in the ranching sector is, you know, who's your circle of influence and making sure that you've got connections and relationships that go far beyond the ranching business.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.